The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of HeartMenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000, KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded HeartMenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before He moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and matured us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go to a new level. With others in my family, we are in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Deborah Brunt. She was with me last week, and we had a wonderful visit about her testimony of how the Lord helped her and how she stood and believed the Lord that He would be honored in her becoming a mother, and now she has two nearly grown daughters.
Yes.
And that's a wonderful thing. She and her husband Jerry have carefully built their family in the Lord, as she saw her parents do before her. And I think that is a wonderful, wonderful testimony in this day and time. That alone qualifies you to have something to say.
Mm, thank you, Carol. And thank you, Lord.
Yes, He is so good to us. But we need to help each other with these life issues.
Yes. And we talked on our last program about how people do change because of God. And even though Jerry and I both knew the Lord when we began our marriage and we wanted to build what would please Him, I can look back and see how much I've changed, how many things I wasn't doing right as a young mom, and how much I've learned on the way. And just the grace of God overwhelms me.
Yes. And my children were nearly grown. They were the ages of my two oldest were the ages of your children are now, when we came to the Lord, and then we had a 12-year-old. So we had done so many things wrong and continued to do things wrong for a while until the Lord could teach us better.
Yes.
So we had a lot to make up for, but we are a picture of a family in process of redemption. We've seen a lot of restoration and healing and so forth. So I want to encourage people, it's never too late. Family is an ongoing thing. We are always in process of some season of our family. And I believe you're in a season of now where your parents are looking to you to meet some of their needs as they get older.
Yes, Carol, and I love that word restoration, because that's exactly what God is doing. And the very thing that you said about it never being too late, I have two sisters and a brother, and over time we began to see some things in our parents' lives that were concerning to us that we thought might need to be addressed. But both of our parents are living. There seemed to be dementia issues in one parent and a reluctance on the part of the other for several reasons to act or even to recognize that this was happening. And so we were trying to honor them, trying not to be overbearing or to move when we shouldn't. But at last October, I went to visit my parents, and they literally, they had had such a dry summer that their foundation of their house had moved. And when I went into my bedroom in their house, the wall, I saw where it had moved about an inch and a half or 2 inches away from the rest of the house. The floor was slanting downward in that part. I mean, it was, and there were huge cracks in the wall. And God clearly said to me, what you are seeing in the physical is a picture of what is happening that you can't see, and it is time to act. So that whole foundation issue with my parents' house was what God used to say, it's time to take some steps. And my sisters and brother and I sought counseling from the Alzheimer's Association, which we found to be a wonderful godsend, because we wanted to honor our parents. We didn't, again, want to overstep our boundaries, but we also didn't want to sit and be still when there were things that needed to be done. And we got wise counsel. We all understood from them what needed to happen, but we also understood that it was impossible. The things that she was telling us to do for the specific issues that we were facing, we realized, we just said, Lord, this is impossible to happen. And between October and now, we have seen God accomplish each one of those impossible things.
Oh, praise God.
And we have seen him literally bring restoration that we thought could not happen. We have seen, you know, where there were big cracks in that foundation, and when they came in and had that foundation fixed, those cracks closed up. That's what we've seen actually in our parents' lives.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it has to be God. I mean, there were things that beyond, way beyond what we could have accomplished. But he showed us this whole picture of restoration, because I know that some of the issues that my parents were facing were rooted in things that each of them faced as children that had not been dealt with.
Yes, so often.
And so here we were seeing the manifestation of things that we didn't realize as we were in years past. I didn't realize that I might could have gone to my parents and said, have you ever dealt with this? Do you know how to deal with this? And here it seemed to be way too late to deal with those very things. Mm-hmm. And yet God in his grace was doing that very thing.
Oh, that is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. It's a desire of my heart to, I have a friend that is a chaplain, and it's a desire of my heart to be able to work with chaplains who go in and deal with people at the end of their lives to be sure that they have dealt with those heart issues. It makes such a difference in their peaceable departure.
Yes.
You know, if their heart is at peace and nothing is left undone. And so many people don't know that it's okay to bring those up, or that now that they see them differently, they need to take that step. Or even a child in a grown child needs to know it's all right to say, I've laid this to rest. I want you to know you're forgiven, or would you forgive me?
Yes.
And those sorts of things. And I don't know how far individual chaplains take that, but it's such a needful thing. I know the ones of my children that had come to peace with their dad had a much easier time getting over his passing, or moving on, you know, getting healed and over the grief and all, than the one who had not. They were still in process.
Yes.
And so that it makes a big, big, huge difference in the future for whether we deal with those things or not.
You know, one thing we say, Carol, that isn't true, you know this isn't true, is that time heals all wounds.
Oh, no.
No, time just covers
scabs
over.
Them over.
Yes. So they fester underneath,
right,
and erupt in ways, an unbelievably diverse amount of ways.
Oh, yes.
But
oh,
forgiveness and repentance heals all wounds.
Oh, yes. That's so true. Because you and I both know people that come running up to you and say, ooh, let me dig this scab off and tell you all my stuff. You know, like a little kid that wants to show you their bump and their bruise that started to heal over, and they're just making it worse.
Yes.
And children that are people who are not matured in the Lord do the same thing. And only the Lord can parent us to the point of where we're walking healed.
Yes. And, I think part of the thing that really opened my eyes or caused me to be so surprised about what I began recognizing in my parents was that God had given them such grace not to pass on the things that they had experienced or the things that had been difficulties for them, even though they hadn't dealt with them personally. Our family life, as I told you, as children, we grew up in a very loving, nurturing home. And so I think that's part of the reason it took me so long to recognize that my parents didn't necessarily grow up in the same environment that we did.
Yes.
But that, God in His grace.
That is God's goodness,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, He is so faithful to us to bring, when we are walking with Him, mm-hmm, He can,
yes,
make such a change, even in someone who hasn't known how to deal with issues. Mm-hmm. That is a very young thing in the body of Christ, because when like psychology and psychiatry came in, the church really rejected that wholesale.
Yes.
Because it was not founded in the scriptural truth. But there is truth there that is from God that we need to have our hearts healed. And until the church began to develop theology and verbiage so we could talk at that in scriptural terms and have it scripturally accurate, what has happened in the body of Christ over the last 25, 30 years is just remarkable. How much healing of deeply rooted issues there is available.
Yes.
I know when we started, we were kind of on the fringes, but there were only a few voices in the wilderness talking about this sorts of things. And now it's much more common.
You've put your finger on something, Carol, that the church has been so slow to identify issues. The culture has identified issues first and then given the wrong solutions.
Yes.
And so instead, we need to not reject the issues when we reject the world's solutions.
Right. Well, we're going to commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon and Deborah Brunt. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on News Radio 1000 KTOK. I'm Carol Gordon. My guest today is Deborah Brunt, and we are so happy to have you with us. We've been talking about family issues last week and this week, and I'm just so grateful to have met Deborah and got to be friends with her and that I can share her with you. I'm sure some of my listeners have run across her ministry before, but this will remind you of her. She has a wonderful website, www.keytruths.com, KEYTRUTHS.com, and a post office box, a 12101 North MacArthur, box 235. That's Oklahoma City, 73162, if you want to get in touch with her. We're just really grateful to every time we see your name pop up in the paper or something like that. Tell me about your book. I've read a part of it, haven't quite finished it yet, but it was just delightful. Is that articles that you've written before that you've compiled?
Yes, Carol. The title of the book is Focused Living in a Frazzled World. And the subtitle is 105 Snapshots of Life. It's not a how-to book. It's a book of little short, what I call snapshots, that are word pictures that I actually wrote over a period of 15 years. So as God showed me something in my life, something in our family, something in the world around me, I learned to ask Him, what is this? What am I seeing? And the things that He would say to me or reveal to me as I would ask that question were often surprising. I would look at something and I would think perhaps that I understood what it meant or what was the significance. But as I waited before God, I found, you know, often I didn't see it at all, that He had a totally different understanding for me.
Oh, yes.
And there were many things that I learned through our children, through our marriage, and it's just amazing what your family can teach you.
Oh, yes.
As you go through life day by day. And it's amazing what God can show us through the things that we might think are mundane or normal or not huge dramatic stories like the guidepost stories. But if we'll wait for God, he will help us to focus on what is important, and particularly on Him, what is true.
Yes.
We live in a world that doesn't focus. I mean, I liken it to a ride at the fair where you're just going and going and everything is kind of a blur. That's the pace of life that we have set for ourselves in our society, but it's not a healthy pace. It's not a life-giving pace.
Yes.
And this book is, as I looked back over those 15 years and asked God to show me which snapshots He wanted to put together to create this book, I found it truly to be like looking through a book of pictures. If you want to learn how to take pictures, you can take a class and learn all the specifics, but there's great value in looking at a book of good photographs. You look at how they get the perspective and the lighting, and so that's what my prayer is with this book, that people wouldn't just see my stories, but that they would see their story.
Yes.
And that even though the details of their lives are very different, the episodes, the snapshots in their lives are very different, they would see, as they read, they would see things that God has been wanting to show them about their story and about their life and about the incidents that are right in front of them right now.
Yes, and you do such a wonderful job of pictorial writing, that you make us see that picture that you saw and then share out of it what God taught you. You just describe things so beautifully. I enjoy reading what you write.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. Because we're all in a process. We're all in this frazzled world, as you say.
Yes.
And we're all having to fight the battle for our families, for our the things that are going on in our own individual lives, and the relationships we're in. Because we have an enemy that's trying to frazzle us even more.
Yes, yes.
And not so we don't walk in peace, and we don't have the victories that we want to. But as we turn to the Lord and work with Him and ask Him to show us and reveal to us, as you said, what the battle really is. Sometimes we don't really discern what we're really fighting
against.
Exactly. It's so easy to think we're fighting another person or a circumstance.
Yes.
When really, maybe it's something in our heart that needs to be corrected. We so often people say, well, if somebody else would just change, or somebody else would this happen, or that would happen.
Yes.
But we have authority to change what's in us, and often it's our response, and we have total ability to change that.
Yes.
And it's seeing things differently that helps us to make those positive changes. We can and do help people to do that in HeartMenders. We can win the battle for our families. HeartMenders can help you to see things and to pray more effectively. There's some messages called The Nature of the War, which was taught last year, that I'm offering this month that will be a great help. We package that with our book, The Child Heart, and it's $19 by mail, July only. Call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We take Visa and MasterCard. Also, this is available on www.heartmenders.org. Just look at the radio page and it will give you the radio offer of the month. You may also call to give a tax-deductible donation. Heart Menders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners help us to reach out to a hurting world and touch many lives. Also, you may send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. Now, is your book available in bookstores, Focused Living, In a Frazzled World,
yes,
by Deborah Brunt? It's in the bookstores.
It's in bookstores. It's available on Amazon.com. It's also available on my website, keytruths.com. And I'm particularly delighted that this month, in fact, yesterday, I think, was the official release date for the audiobook.
Wonderful.
So if you're too frazzled even to sit down and read little short snapshots, you can plug in your CD in your car and listen as you go.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I have the Child Heart book has been recorded, and I'm having my producer of my CDs look at the... We transferred it from tape onto CD, and I'm mm-hmm. having him check that for quality.
Yes.
And just so that we can put that even out on the web.
And Carol, I want to say I attended one of your classes recently, and how much that helped me.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I really appreciate your ministry. I love the fact that what you say is true and really does make a difference in lives.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah. That's an encouragement to me. We have healing intensives. They're a set of three. About each one is a weekend about a month apart. We do the spring and fall here in Oklahoma City. We're doing them in Tulsa this summer, starting this. This will have, or it would already have done the first one by the time you hear this program. But and there are not too many people from Tulsa hear this program unless they were listening on the internet. But they could call and find out about those things. In September, we will start again here in Oklahoma City, and we have. The first session is on the healing of the heart, called Purity for His Presence. The second one is on authority for warfare, and the one you attended is on relationship interactions. Mm-hmm. So instead of trying to, as Lewis and I did, trying to cram all that in one weekend, we have expanded it mm-hmm. and now have it out where it's easier to absorb by putting it on one subject instead of having them all mixed up together. So we've seen thousands of people minister to through seminars that Lewis and I did through the years, and now the Lord's restructured it. My son and I are doing these, and it's very impacting to
yes.
many people, and I appreciate your kind words.
And I mean them. I know that, as we said before the break, I think the church often has been very slow to identify issues and it's sad that the people who don't know God often recognize things. Well, let's just say, for example, racial issues, family issues. It's the church has been slow to pick up on it and then has been slow to offer real help.
Right.
But I appreciate the help that you and your ministry are offering.
Well, thank you. And we just trust that the Lord has a way to touch all these lives. Deborah, I want to thank you for being with me today on News Radio 1000 KTOK. And we thank all of you for being with us. This is Carol Gordon. I hope that this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. Heart Menders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Child care is provided for children up to age 12. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone, 405-495-HOPE. You may visit our website, www.heartmenders.org.